As we begin the count up to Chag Matan Torah, to Shavuot, when we will be receiving the Torah, we should understand and get a better picture of what it is that we will be receiving and how it is that we should be receiving it. The Torah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu. I gave you a lekach tov, I gave you a good purchase, a good sale. Don't let go of my Torah. What's so good about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sale? What's so good about the Torah that Hashem is giving us? Well, when two people want to barter, they want to make a trade. Each one has something he brings to the table, and he's willing to give it up in exchange for what his friend is going to give him in exchange. That which is not true by Torah, if one person knows Seder Zraim and the other person knows Seder Tahorot, they get together and say, I'll teach you Tahorot if you teach me Zraim, and vice versa. And they both come out knowing both Sidarim of Shas. The Torah cannot be taken away from us. In fact, it only can be given away, but it cannot be taken away. We can continue to spread Torah, but we can never lose it, no matter how much a person tries, no matter how much a thief tries, he can never steal our Torah away from us, explains the Yalkut Shimoni. The Midrash Rabbah also explains, Veikhuli terumah, Hashem says, take for me a terumah. Why? What does it mean for me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mashal lemelech, Mashal to a king who has an only daughter, and he marries her off, and he tells his son-in-law, listen, I only have one daughter, I love her so much, I can't be separated from her. Wherever you go, do me a favor, build me a room where I can come and stay and visit you and spend time with you so I can be close to my daughter. That's Vasuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Tocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you my Torah, but I can't be separate from it. I want to be with it. It's a lekach tov. It's such a good lekach that usually when you buy something, you remove it from the owner, from the seller. Here, the seller, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes with his item, and he comes to us, he comes to you. The greatest common denominator of all of these midrashim is that the Torah is a lekach. It's something that must be acquired. It's a purchase. How do you acquire Torah? The Mishnah tells us, or the Braita at the end of Masechet Avot, in Perek Kinyan Torah, the final Perek of Masechet Avot, teaches us that there are 48 Kinyanei Torah. There are 48 means, mediums, media, processes, and functions through which one can be koneh, one can acquire Torah. And it lists off a whole bunch of them, is learning Torah with tremendous hatmada, whether it be taura, simcha, anava, yira, ema, listening, verbalizing the words, etc. 48 kinyane Torah through which one can be kone Torah. And I thought it would be worthwhile for us to spend some time every day over the next 7 weeks, Be'ezrat Hashem, to familiarize ourselves more with the kinyane Torah. Because after all, the Mefarshim explain, or Achaim, for example, explains that if a person wants to be kone Torah, he has to do it the way the Torah wants you to be kone. And the Chachamim did us a favor, and they outlined 48 ways for us to do that in the Mishnah. And these kinyanim are not external things, you know, such as good looks that it takes to become a king. Look in the Mishnah, in the earlier parts of the Mishnah. They're not, you know, good qualities or accomplishments. They're things that are divayim ruchaniim, things that are inherent to us. And as we will explore, the person has to maintain these kinyanim, maintain these midot that he uses to learn Torah if he wants the Torah to stay with him as well. Be'ezrat Hashem is going to require work to be machshir us, but Be'ezrat Hashem, we will learn the kinyanei Torah, and we will learn them through the lens of not just Rav Ovadia Yosef, but also his grandson, Chacham Rav Ovadia Yosef Toledano, who is a grandson of Avadi Yosef through his daughter Rivka, who is married to Chacham Mordechai Toledano, is a Dayan in Yerushalayim. Avadi Yosef Toledano is a Dayan in the Beitin of Rav Asher Weiss. He is a tremendous Baki in Choshen Mishpat. He has Svarim called Eit Yosef, which is the general series, and the individual titles are things like Mishpat HaKinyan, Mishpat HaMechira, Meshiv Mishpat, and Mishpat Hayidim, where he works on Choshen Mishpat topics. And as a byproduct of writing his sefer Mishpat HaKinyan on the halachot of Kinyanim, of halachic Choshen Mishpat, monetary acquisitions, he wrote a sefer called Kinyan Torah HaShalem, where he goes through the 48 Kinyanei Torah, and he gives you a general understanding of each of the Kinyanim. And Baruch Hashem, it's a great little sefer that we'll be actually working on and going through, and we'll be learning the Kinyanei Torah through his lens. But also, after his grandfather passed away, Rav Avadia Yosef Rav Avadi Yosef Toledano wrote a sefer called Kinyan HaTorah Shel Maran, where he includes 48, more than 48, but stories along the lines of the 48 Kenyanai Torah that show you how his grandfather exemplified these 48 Kinyanai Torah. So Be'ezrat Hashem, through the lens, through the perspective of Rav Avadia Yosef and Rav Avadia Yosef Toledano, we will continue to be machshir ourselves to receive the Torah, the Mlekach Tov of Torah that will become a part of us, absorbed into us, into the fabric of our souls, Be'ezrat Hashem. And who knows, the harder we work, maybe one day we'll be zochet to reach the levels where we can learn the other Svarim of Eit Yosef, the Mishpat HaKinyan and Mishpat HaMechira, etc. We should all be zochet to learn tremendously over the next seven weeks as we prepare ourselves to receive the Torah anew, even if we're not in the regular yeshiva setting that we anticipated being earlier this year.